And that's one of the first disco songs ever made, Rock the Boat, Hughes Corporation. And before that, our own Lily Frost, who is filling in for Sam on Monday. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox in for Sam today. Today marks the second National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It's a federal holiday to honor the children, now adults, who survived the Indian residential schools and also the children who didn't come home. With us now for her perspective is Brenda Gunn, academic and research director for the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, also a passionate advocate and expert on international Indigenous human rights. I really appreciate you taking the time for us this morning.
I'm happy to be here today.
Brenda, as we mark the second National Day, what do you reflect on this morning?
I think for me and my family, and my colleagues, today is really a day to remember the children. When we talk about residential schools and remembering the survivors, we never want to lose sight of the fact that it was children that was taken from their families mm-hmm. and their communities and sent to these schools, not just to be educated in Western ways, but actually the main goal was really about taking away language and culture, and really, as the policy said at the time, to, you know, kill the Indian and the child. And so during today, it's really a time, I think, for a lot of Indigenous peoples to reflect on how this history and the legacy continues to impact us every day, but also to sit alongside our allies and really think about how we can make a difference and how we're going to continue to work towards reconciliation in Canada.
Mm. This day is a fulfillment of one of the 94 calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Are you satisfied with the progress that we've made as a country? And if not, then what needs to be done for Indigenous people to say, okay, we've made some progress here?
You know, that's such a tough question. Some days I can be really optimistic. I can feel progress happening. At the NCTR, we get calls all the time from people and organizations and companies wanting education. And especially since last year when the Tkamloops made the announcement of the identification of the grave, there has been a mobilization in Canada, a real desire to learn more about this history. Mm-hmm. But I think where I see things stalling is some of that deeper systemic change to address the racism in the criminal justice system, in the child welfare system, in the healthcare system. And we continue to see these horrible stories in the news. And so I think we really are making progress, but hopefully today is an important reminder for people that this isn't a once a day stop and remember. This is a time to make a commitment to taking action every day towards reconciliation.
You know, you raise a good point. I sent my daughter to school today wearing an orange shirt. And all across Canada, there will be people showing that symbolic layer of reflection and remembrance by wearing that orange shirt. But is that enough? I mean, you say you want this to continue every day. What is it that Canadians should understand about that?
You know, thank you so much for raising the Orange Shirt Day and that question, because Orange Shirt Days are immensely important. You know, I was walking through my neighborhood yesterday taking my little girl to the park, and you see kids wearing orange shirts. And when the history and legacy of residential schools impacts you and impacts your family personally, seeing that solidarity can be really important. But I think there's two aspects that I've been reflecting on. One, it has to be more than an orange shirt. And two, kids need to know why they're wearing an orange shirt. I wonder how many parents found a way to make sure their kids understood why they're wearing an orange shirt. You know, we tell our three-year-old we're doing this because, you know, people were forced to go to these schools and they weren't treated very well. Mm-hmm. They weren't allowed to speak their language. They weren't allowed to, you know, wear their clothes. Their hair was cut. We read, you know, she's read Phyllis Webb's story. She's, you know, we have books you know, that are written about residential schools aimed at the young kids. So as much as we can help a three-year-old, she understands why we wear orange shirts. And then I think the second part is like, so what can we do? What can you do beyond wearing an orange shirt today, right? At that, it's an important step, and remembering and engaging in that moment of solidarity. But again, everyone has a role to play in moving reconciliation forward. Sharing education, supporting Indigenous peoples in efforts to relearn their language, and in, you know, supporting cultural practices, all of those are activities people can take towards reconciliation.
Brenda Gunn is the Academic and Research Director for the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. Brenda, thank you so much for taking the time and for sharing your insights.
Thanks. And if I could have 30 more seconds to say that the NCTR is doing a survey right now trying to hear from Canadians on how they want to learn more about the history and legacy, that there's a survey from our website, nctr.ca. Follow the links to our Truth and Reconciliation Week activities. Thanks so much.